And
we're back.
We are back with our very, very special guest. With our bestiny, our beshi cake, our best. Lou.
Hi.
Yay. Yeah. So we are guesting Lou again because we had a lapse in our previous episode with Lou and it's been received well.
Yeah, it's honestly been received well. I've been getting messages from followers saying they loved the authenticity of that previous conversation we had with Lou.
Your the honesty.
Ating love scam episode, which we want you to check it out. But you can do that after this episode too. Pero, so for this episode, we want our beshi to talk about the context of it all, how it started, umabot doon. Kasi ang wild nung love scam eh.
Oh, and we jumped right into it without really narrating, okay, paano nga ba naging sila?
Paano umabot dito?
Paano tayo napunta dito?
Yes.
Yes. So, first things first, saan kayo nag-beat?
Okay. So, we met on a dating app.
Okay.
So,
pucha, totoo pala. Nakakainis ka gana. Bakit? Ganun ko yung gustong, atake. Yeah. Oh, bad cop, good cop. Saan kayo nag-meet?
Dating app po.
Okay. So, you met on a dating app?
Yeah. So, he's the only one on the dating app na was very consistent in reaching out to me and setting a date. And so, I did. And, yun, parang, dahil siya yung una kong na-meet, wala na akong ibang
in-entertain.
Oo.
Yeah.
Ganun. And then, first date, medyo kilig-kilig naman. I wasn't that attracted to him, to be honest. But, if I really reflect back on that season of my life, it was in the middle of the pandemic. He's the first guy I ever interacted with after a full year of being, you know, sa bahay lang.
Yeah.
So, I was very emotional and needy and in just a very vulnerable state.
Yeah. You know what? I feel like pandemic goggles are real.
Yeah.
Because I've gone with like, oh my gosh, I don't even. It's pandemic about you
goggles.
Today. It's about
yeah, pandemic goggles. It's a thing, I think.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So during that first date, it wasn't just a lunch or a merienda. It was actually a full day thing. Like, let's say we started at 3 p.m. And it's one of those na parang from merienda, naging drink, day drinking, na naging dinner, na naging, wala, hanggang sumarado na lahat ng stores. At hinatid pa niya ako sa house. Well, hinatid kasi nag-grab ako pa uwi, sumama siya sa grab ko.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then he went back home. Yun.
Okay, and then, kailan nag-start yung consistency nung, of course, di mo rin naman in-expect na magkaka-second date, diba? Pero,
well, actually, before matapos yung first date, parang nag-lock in na siya na like, I wanna see you again tomorrow.
Oh, agad-agad. May pasabing, ganun. I'm expect, okay, may expectant na rin siya.
Oo, and
pero,
then,
sorry, question lang. So, during the first date, at least the conversation was there. It was really flowing. Like, what were you guys talking about? Like, really just getting to know?
Yeah, just getting to know each other. Like, what we went through in the pandemic. How our work was. And then, dun niya in-establish na like, oh, like, for his industry, di pa sila nakakabalik. Di pa sila nakarecover. So, he wasn't working.
Which industry is this?
The sports industry.
Gusto ko yung generic. Sige, sports na lang.
Sports, yes.
What else happened in that first date? Gusto ko medyong kutkutin pa eh. Parang what else happened?
Syempre, the compliments were there. Mm. Tapos, he was trying to hold my hand. Okay. Actually, he did. And we got stairs.
Okay.
Because he's a very, hindi siya, hindi siya attractive, but like, it madating. Attracts.
Okay. I get it. Hindi siya attractive, pero may attention na nakuha yung built niya.
Yes, definitely. Plus like, you know, combine that with the Filipina, syempre, we got stairs. Pero syempre, nag-BSBS din ako.
Of course. As you always
malamang
do.
Date naman eh.
Uh-oh. So, parang he was, ano na, trying to like, claim me, I guess, because he was trying to hold my hand. Usually, pag ganun, parang you look like a couple na agad, diba?
Pero hindi ka na throw off doon, na first date, grabe naman to.
Hindi sa throw off like gulat but not throw off red flag. Hindi ganun yung mindset ko noon eh.
Yeah.
Tapos nagpa-picture. Yun, mas na-throw off ako na nagpa-picture siya. On a first date.
Yeah. Gets ko. It's kind of weird, right? Ang basa ko lang is everything's heightened.
Yeah.
Sige, go on.
Yeah. So, it went well naman in terms of conversation. Kasi, but then I feel like, yun nga eh, from the pandemic, every face-to-face conversation is like, super so great.
Oh, yun nga, diba? Pandemic goggles. Feeling ko, because it's, we talked about this, Lou. I remember going out on a date. Tapos I was like, oh, the date was so, it fun. Went so well, super fun, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, girl, fun ba talaga siya? Or fun you just lang. Know how to have a good time on your own and you make the best of the situation.
Gets.
So parang baka could be that too, right?
Yeah. Okay. Or I think what I appreciated with him was he listened. But like, that's a bare minimum.
yeah, for sure.
Oh, sige. Tapos second date. Okay ka na sa first date.
Wala pa bang ibang nangyari sa first date? Like wala, words were spoken.
Words were spoken.
Oh, wala. Lou! Wala, I'm trying to fish it out of Lou.
Hindi, kinikilig.
Hindi, wala pa.
Kinikilig-kilig lang ako noon.
Wala pa bang I love you, Hannah, naganap sa
wala
first
date? Wala pa!
In my head, it happened in the first date.
Chugi.
sorry.
Wait now, dadating tayo doon.
Kaya.
Hindi naman siya far eh. Okay. Super near in the future. Okay.
Not too far off.
I preempted that. I gotta
go with the flow, sis. Trust the process.
Trust the process. Okay, continue.
Okay, so second date, yun na yung he went in for a kiss.
So, basically,
natuloy yung second date as in the next day. Oh. Inabangan niya ako. As in, I said, oh, I have plans. And he's like, it's okay, just let me know when you're free. Bangers siya. Mm. Sa ala bangers.
Right. And for context kasi, he's not from the area.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah. He's from up north. Ooh. So, parang that night, ayun, he really wanted to like, kiss me. And I was really not sure if I wanted to. Kasi parang, like, I'm not really sure if I'm even that attracted to you. Yeah. But like, I'm kind of having fun naman.
Yeah.
So, when we kissed, I remember, I don't know if I was joking. Maybe it was half true for me. And I was like, since it's pandemic, you can't date anyone else.
Kasi, super spreader to.
Oh, kasi katakot din eh.
Yeah.
That was me hinting like, yo, like, if you're gonna kiss someone else, like, ex na tayo kasi I don't wanna
deal with that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then within the same week, we had another date.
Okay.
And then doon nagkaroon ng I love you, Han.
The first week.
Within the first week of meeting.
And how did you feel?
Na parang, you don't even know me.
Yeah.
Like, wait lang.
Right. It makes you question the sincerity of saying those words kasi parang you don't know me well enough to say that you love me and parang to me personally parang that's such a big deal.
Yeah.
Right?
And I didn't even want to label it as like bad love bomb. Parang I feel like I called it love bomb because he literally said I love you
too soon. Yeah. Totoo naman.
Wait, that's the definition of love bomb. Yes.
Pero yun din yun eh.
But parang, in my head, it wasn't that bad. Yung parang, like,
hindi siya red flag again.
Oh, get. Yun siya. Parang hindi ko in-equate na love bombing is equivalent to red flag.
Probably because there were so many emotions going on dahil you also were a bit vulnerable with him and all the tears and diba, parang you also mentioned na the first date, medyo nagkaroon ka din ng overwhelming part where you just let go and cried to him and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant by, yun nga, in the first day, I was very vulnerable. Mm. So, I showed na I was really struggling with anxiety and I broke down in tears, literal tears, while I was with him. Mm. Which, when he comforted me and, you know, was listening through it, I felt safe.
Yeah.
And then, eto na, fast forward to after a week, he said, I love you. And then you're like, okay, wait lang. And then?
Actually, it wasn't even after a week. It was within the same week that
we met
each other. Oh, damn.
Parang, so, how he got to the place of saying, I love you, we were on a date and we didn't want it to end. Parang, we just wanted to spend more time together, but everything else was closed na. So we needed to find a place where we could hang out and maybe even spend the night. But not necessarily like do anything physical, mm. at least on my end. Parang what I wanted was more time with him. Mm. But yeah, parang we got into a very intimate setting. Mm. And then biglang blurt out niya na, I love you and I want to be with you. And then it turned into this begging thing of like wanting to be physically intimate with me, mm. which I knew I wasn't ready. As in like, also like prep-wise, like body-wise, parang
not ready.
Yeah. Emotionally, I was not there. Ready. Yeah. You know, kasi it takes time for me to trust someone to be in that very vulnerable, physical, intimate position. But yeah, parang the I love you mixed with please, 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 I want to be with you. Like, please, like, I just want to hold you. And like all these other ways of saying, I want to do it with you, but in a begging kind of way.
As in paawa puppy.
Paawa puppy.
Oh my gosh.
And I just felt trapped. And I just couldn't understand why he can't take a no. Because yeah. I really said, literally said, no, I don't want to. I'm not ready. Okay. But his answer to that was, please. Please, I love you. I want to be with you.
Oh my
please.
Gosh. Wait, sa akin, sobrang red flag na yan.
Red flag. Parang the words I love you were used to manipulate.
Yun. Yes.
And I think...
Parang I love you. Now have sex with
me. Oh, diba? Parang, yeah. come on, sinasabi ko na nga. Eh, diba? Love you equals to boom, boom. Yeah. Which shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, things happened. And
but before... we skip over this. Parang, what was your internal dialogue na, ayoko nga eh. Please. And then internally, what's going on with you na, how are you talking yourself through the whole situation as it was happening?
I think I was slowly shutting down, to be honest.
Kasi disassociating
parang,
na.
Oh, na parang, shocks, I'm here. I put myself in this position. I'm like an adult woman who agreed to be in this private setting with him.
Mm. Yeah.
And parang nag-jump na rin nga ako sa past ko eh, na parang, oh my gosh, this promiscuous girl who was in a whole season with a man, parang, who's gonna believe me na I said no, na I didn't really want to do this. That was one part.
I wanna cry.
Yeah. The other part was like, wow, this guy is telling me he loves me. He wants to be with me, but he's not listening. But then what do I do? Parang I'm already here and right. like
yeah.
Bakit hindi siya nag-accept ng no? Parang hindi ko siya
put together.
Oh. Na parang how is it possible that this man who's not physically forcing me to do it but like through words,
yeah,
it's like not, it's still like playing with my head na,
and stepping on boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Parang di ko magets na, oh, hindi pala matatapos yung conversation with a no. Na parang, oh, may follow up pa pala yon. But right. then that's all I could say to say no.
Yeah. Parang hindi mo na-calculate yung iba pang pwede mangyari.
Yeah.
Besides, nope, tapos na. Okay, uwi na tayo.
Yeah. Because before I got into that room with him, I really knew in my heart, I don't want to do anything more than spend time together.
Yeah.
Minalas lang talaga na wala na tayong mapuntahan.
Oo, oo. And parang in my head, that was enough of a boundary. That was enough to think through what was gonna happen in the night. Kasi alam ko sa sarili ko, ayoko. So wala talaga mangyayari.
Okay, question. Because I really want to talk about this because a huge part of our podcast is also learning how to trust ourselves more and, you know, reclaim agency. Parang feeling ko a lot of us girls, especially tayong tatlo, since we know each other, parang we let things slide. Yung, yeah. you're stepping on me, you're stepping on my boundary, or I'm compromising so much, okay, let it slide, let it slide. So parang you know in your heart of hearts, no. Pero what made you just, sige na nga, parang Gina to?
I think my brain couldn't catch up with what the reality was presenting where I was not in control pala. Na parang, oh, before I got into that room, I was thinking, I have my sense of agency because yeah. I know I don't want to do it.
Right.
And so, it will not happen.
Uh-oh. No is no.
No is no. And then, when the conversation was happening and he kept pushing for it verbally,
yeah,
parang I was in shock na, wait, it wasn't that easy pala to just shut it down. Mm. Like, this is... Huh?
Oo, parang wala ka ng ibang strategy.
Oo, wala na. Because yun lang yung plinano ko eh. I'll say no.
And that's it.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And that was gonna be enough.
Right.
So, I didn't know what to do with a begging man.
Yeah, I get.
Wow, yung begging, like, I just realized it was also like, I'm begging.
A beggar from the start.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
A beggar from start to finish. A dirty, dirty one.
Consistent siya.
Ah, diba?
I hate him.
Consistent naman. Pero grabe, I mean, my heart goes out because it's just so painful and I relate to the story of just self-abandoning na parang
yun,
and wala rin kasi tayong enough for casting or discerning na parang
three steps ahead, kumbaga.
Oo, yun.
Kung hindi, kung yung no ko hindi tinanggap,
Paano?
Plan A, plan B, plan C, kumbaga.
Oo. Yeah. Or kung hindi established yun, na sa'yo lang established na it's a no, pero sa both parties, hindi super clear. Parang, now ha, as a 33-year-old woman, in today's, currently, I think my stand would be, may bukas pa naman, bukas na tayo magkita. You know, parang
right,
just putting the safeguards na we don't wanna go too far, pero so dito mo lang gusto kunwari, dito ka lang sa border na to.
Yeah.
Pero to not even get too far, then dito na lang. Parang right, may right, lalapitan mo yung boundary.
Yeah. Actually, what I realized nga is like, even if you think you have a strong sense of agency, that's not enough.
Right.
Like, you also need to consider his agency, the setting for your agency to be put into play.
Yeah.
Because it's not, yun nga, parang the will
is there.
Is there, but like, it doesn't mean na parang he's not gonna push for it.
Yeah.
The environment setting isn't gonna make your mind.
Mood, change your mind.
So parang there's so many things, like, yun nga, parang even verbal consent, like, even if you give it, sometimes you're emotionally not even consenting, but like, you just went silent.
Right.
Parang, hindi yun enough eh.
Yeah.
And so, I understand what you're saying na, edi, i-cut mo na from like, sa dulo pa lang.
Huwag
mo nang,
paabutin na lang. Don't toe the line. Oo. Pero I super understand. Parang feeling ko, ako rin medyo ganyan na, I also wouldn't know what to do with, if someone's begging. Parang, oh my gosh.
And I think it's another part of us is, ewan ko ah, because I've been brought up that way na I have people-pleasing tendencies, codependent tendencies. Parang, kahit gaano pa kabigat yung feeling ko na ayoko talaga, pero dahil gustong-gusto ng taong to, sige na nga, your needs above mine.
Yes.
Ay, ganun eh.
Ako din.
Yung parang, I'm gonna hate myself for it later. Uh-oh. I'll deal with it later.
Uh-oh.
I'll deal with my needs much later.
Uh-oh.
Kung kailan I really feel like crap and, you know, I feel like trash about this decision. But since it's your need,
very short-sighted.
So, after the whole intimate night, ano yung naging process mo ulit? Habang ano lang to eh. What's your process? Yun ang tanong ko sa'yo the whole night eh. Anong process mo dun?
Well, unfortunately, the way that I handled that situation was, I wanted to change the narrative. Because I didn't want to be a victim of someone who says he loves me.
Right.
So my mind went into self-preservation mode.
Mm.
But the self-preservation mode was not cut him off. It was keep him. It was,
I guess,
this man says he loves you. You did something intimate.
Mm.
And so you must be together. You must make it become a relationship.
Oh, gets cool.
So that it's not this bad thing that happened. It's two people who are in a relationship.
Right.
Yeah. Even if we weren't in a relationship at that moment.
Yeah.
And I, you know, the reality, I didn't want to deal with the reality.
Yeah. You wanted to control it, and sway it to another direction.
Yeah, I don't even remember confronting him about it.
Oh, you never talked to him?
I don't think so, because I just wouldn't allow for me to verbalize. Right. Parang,
kasi if you said that happened, it's gonna make it true.
Yeah.
Get.
Or to me, because we're also very highly competitive, highly overachievers, I can say that, you know, that we're really wanting to get the best in life and get good things done. Ako, yung naging train of thought ko with things like this is, sige, might as well, kasi if it doesn't work out, another failure, ayoko na, parang another failed thing that could have flown, diba? So I guess that's an added layer for me personally na there's this internal pressure na ikaw lang din naman nag-set sa sarili mo na because I'm achieving in these areas, dapat sa love life ko din. Eh, pero hindi nga eh, marupok ka nga, hindi mo pa nga. Diba? Yeah. Parang yun
and
eh.
And even the whole concept of it's another failed thing, parang, but isn't letting go of someone na doesn't match? And I know we're thinking about it now because we have the maturity for it, pero back then, parang, my question would be, okay, but wouldn't it be better to just let go of someone versus being with someone na you wanna get through a relationship with na hindi naman kayo same ng values, na you're compromising from the start.
Yeah. Yun nga, short-sightedness nga. Babalik ka sa short-sightedness kasi ang inisip mo lang doon, at least may boyfriend ako. Mm-hmm. At least hindi ko na kailangan i-confront yung people-pleasing ko na nangyari yon.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. At least it becomes this better story.
Oh, there you go.
Than what really happened, guy.
Right.
So yeah, and I think that's why we had a full episode on what went down afterwards.
Yeah,
right.
Just,
so, and this is me just looking back. No, parang I didn't know it at the beginning na I was clinging on to this guy because of that moment. It's only now that it makes sense na with all the red flags I stuck with him, and I think it boils down to that I love you. Please, nice. please, begging moment.
What else were the other...
Wait, sorry, yeah, question. Bakit? In your mind, if you didn't... Kung di mo siya ginawa, what's so bad about it? Like, what's the worst thing about what happened?
Na I got taken advantage of, but I can't even really say I got taken advantage of.
Oh.
Like, nobody's gonna believe me. Oh. I don't even believe me.
Oh.
And I'm a grown-ass woman who put herself in that room. I don't think people talk about it enough that, like, being taken advantage of doesn't mean holding your hand down.
Yeah.
Pinning you to a wall. It doesn't even happen that way.
Oh.
Yeah. It could be yun, as simple as he's literally begging you and telling you that he loves you and he wants
super
to be with you.
Super manipulative.
Parang kulang nilang umiyak siya eh. Pero
I'm sure
he was trying,
pero walang lumalabas.
Please!
Ay, walang lumabas ng luha.
Oh my gosh, ang gigigil. Okay.
Tapos yun, parang hindi ko lang talaga ma-imagine yung route na ganun ko siya maikukwento at mapaninindigan as a story.
Oh my gosh. I super get it.
Pinat sana umatras-atras ka. Natakpan na yung mukha ng nanay
okay,
mo.
Okay, sorry, Dana. You were gonna ask Lou.
Yeah, so, what? So, hindi pa nag-click, diba? Hindi pa siya nag-click. How else, or how long, the question would be, what were the other ways, now, in hindsight, were you love-bombed, and how long was that duration before the red flag started coming up? And then tell us more about those red flags.
I think the love bombs came in as like consistent wanting to be together, always extended dates.
Mm.
On our second date nga, oh my gosh, he gave this cheesy line na parang
I want to hear the cheesy line.
Parang, I wish I wish you would just let me treat you like a queen. Just let me try.
What a line.
What a line.
I wish you would see how much I want to treat you like a queen that you are.
With your own money, though.
Treat yourself pala. Treat yourself pala.
Totoo naman eh. I treat you like a queen but with your own money.
Oo nga, no? Honest din pala siya.
May reimbursement. I treated you like a queen today.
So, okay. Mga, mahilig siya sa mga linya-linyahan na ganyan. Tapos, parang, he was always available to me. Like,
as we discussed previously.
And love language mo yan eh.
Oo,
someone spending time.
Quality time, words of affirmation. So, hindi siya nagkulang dyan.
In fairness to him.
Punong-puno ako dyan. So, yun, like, and again, I wasn't considering those things as like
red flag.
I thought at some point nga, I had to ask para my life coach eh, like, wait, parang, why do I feel this icky about someone? Not icky, but like, why do I feel off that someone said, I love you to me? Parang at some point, I also felt like, isn't that offensive? Like, nag-I love you ka sa akin, di mo ako kilala.
It is, tama yun.
And during that time, I think the general feedback to me was like, just take it. Just take that I love you. Parang, don't overprocess. Sa kanya yun eh.
Just wanted to express it.
Niya yun eh, sa'yo.
Right. So, wag mong pipigilan.
Parang, wag mo nang i-overanalyze yung ginawa niya. Mas ang i-analyze mo, ba't ganyan yung reaction mo? So, I think that's also one factor why I didn't see it as a red flag.
Right.
Okay.
So, do we talk about red flags now?
Or? Yeah, sure. Dahil, ano, so, okay, you were processing it as all of these good things. So, finally, a man who wants to treat me right, like a queen, da-da-da. And then, kailan nag-flip yung tone nung personality niya? Kasi, he's presented himself as a Prince Charming, you know, like, whining and alagaan kita. Even though there was this moment where you felt pressured, mahal ka naman niya eh, di ba?
Yeah. So, to be honest, within the first month of dating, he already told me na, hey, the moment I post about you, don't be surprised. The messages will come in. It's parang ako, what are you talking about? I don't get it. This, parang dun niya sinabi na, there will be jealous, crazy exes, women basically, who will message me and tell me things about him that aren't true. He also told me na his exes have formed a group of haters. Na parang there's a main ex that's recruiting the next ex. Or parang will always reach out to the current girlfriend to say shit about him. Then he also revealed some like personal information, pero like controlled. Like he revealed na may anak siya with one baby mama. So yun rin reveal niya sa akin. So the first red flag, it wasn't even that. It was when the messages actually came in.
Which I understand because again, benefit of the doubt, eh, di ba? Yeah. I mean, the fact that it did disclaimer ka, I mean, if you're within those love goggles and, you know, having that physical attachment, ang una mong knee-jerk reaction is,
I believe you.
Oh, thanks for the heads up. At least honest ka.
Ganun ko siya in-accept. Correct. Actually, more of like, kapal mo mwana, feeling mong, parang popular yarn. Actually, ganun pa yung reaction ko. Like,
dinadoubt mo kung totoo na ang dami-dami pa talagang girls.
Feel mo naman. Mas ganun. Mas like, okay, whatever.
And then the first wave of messages came in.
Yeah, the first wave of messages came in. And the thing is, those girls actually used like a fake account. So no name, like no posts. And the way that they messaged me was like, really? You're learning about love in just like a few weeks? How can that be? Parang, and then they started saying na, you know, the guy you're dating, he's not gonna date anyone for nothing. There's a reason. And like, yun na, nag-start na mag-hint na he's only dating you for to fund his lifestyle. Oh wow, same caption, different girl. And kunwari, may picture na akong flowers na binigay niya or like whatever gift he gave me at that time. Parang sasabihin sa akin, babayaran mo din yan.
Wait, so when these warnings are coming at you, coming to you, coming in you?
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. When these warnings were coming, okay? When they came.
Sisasapukin kita.
Wait lang.
Kaya natin to. We can get through this.
Were you already paying for a lot? Or hindi pa naman? Kaya parang dead maka lang?
Was I? Was!
Oh my gosh. Okay, how did that fly over your head?
I think because ako yung nag-aya. Parang there were times na, kunwari, gusto yung makita. But then I wanna eat out. So I thought,
na lang.
Yeah.
So hindi mo mapapansin yun in your face kasi parang ano yun, ikaw taya
mo,
eh. Hindi siya gets. Pero he would just take it, never offer na. No, let's split or ako naman.
Parang I think kasi I was so empathetic towards knowing he doesn't have a job right now. Parang ako kasi pag ako nag-aya ng dinner at ako pumili ng restaurant, ako magbabayad.
Dinner tayo. Well, that backfired.
Mali.
Right away.
Dinner date.
I tried.
So, I mean, not crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, his birthday was coming up and I was already like...
Shopping galore?
Oh, as yeah. In like staycation. Wow. Ganong level yung gift ko. Ah, yaman. So yeah, ganong type of spending.
Okay. Pero okay, so back to the warnings. Parang you were like, whatever, my warning naman. He told me this was gonna happen. Not gonna believe any single one of them.
Yeah, or it was more, wow, like they sound like jealous. Parang as he said.
Right.
They sound like jealous women.
Galing niya to paint to flip it all.
And then second, it's like they're all talking about his past. So nothing about what he's doing to me.
Gets.
So parang, okay, I can't really do anything about that information because tapos na yun eh. Ano magagawa ko?
Yeah, and how is that personally affecting you?
Mm. Parang, diba? Okay, noted kasi may past din ako. So I really couldn't
fault him for it.
Mm. The other thing was, you know, at first I didn't want to think they're jealous exes.
Mm.
Or parang, actually I just wanted to be upfront with him na how do I process this? Kasi nangyari na yung sinabi mo.
Mm-hmm.
And then, all he could say was like, see, they're really jealous because, parang sasabihin pa niya sa akin na, kasi never ko yan ginawa para sa kanila, kaya minimessage ka na nila.
All the things he's posting na ginagawa niya sa'yo?
Oo. So parang he really created this narrative na,
right.
Even they're if psychopaths. In my head, hindi sila psycho, hindi sila jealous, parang, inaano niya eh, binabalik niya doon. Eh. Binabalik niya doon sa narrative na
yeah.
Ano sila, selosa lang yan, ganyan. So, that was one part of the many, many red flags.
Okay.
The second one, I think, was more on he apparently has problems with his finances and his, like, visa, which became this excuse for him to not want to deal with problems between us. So for example, I'll have like, parang, hey, don't talk to me that way. Parang I don't appreciate being talked down to, or like the way that you did this and that. Parang sasabihin niya na, you know what? I have so many problems in my mind. Like, you know that I have my visa problem. I don't want to talk about this.
Narc nga. Narcissistic talaga yung personality. To even just, number one, parang he doesn't sound like he empathizes at all. Very dismissive. And then shuts down the conversation. Like, huwag na pag-usapan.
Hindi lang yun. Dismissive. Shuts it down. No empathy. But, magnifies him. Ako yung may problema, tayo. Hindi ikaw.
Correct.
Yung kinukuda mo dyan.
Ay.
Mas malaki yung, di ba? I'm carrying
parang
my own...
contest ba ito?
Di ba? Na instead of addressing your need, biglang spotlight on me.
Yeah. So parang daming variations ng ganun eh, na parang I have a concern and then suddenly biglang ako yung magiging bad guy.
Yeah.
So like even down to the finances, for example, when we traveled to Boracay and then we had like a split. Well, not even split, but you know,
80-20.
Oh, parang usapan is like siya sa food and drinks and then accommodations, flights sa akin. And then we realized down the line, okay, hindi namin pinag-usapan yung transfer fees from yung mga from the hotel to the airport.
Seriously?
So, di namin pinag-usapan yun. Eh, mauna siyang uuwi. So, it's like, here, you can book yourself. Parang, ito yung site. Mag-clock ka or whatever.
Mm.
Tapos parang, he wanted me to do it for him. Oh, sige, fine. I'll do it for you. So, tinanong ko lang, you'll pay me back for this, right? Kasi hindi namin pinag-usapan yun eh. And then nagalit siya.
Ano sabi?
Na parang, you know, I don't have money. How, parang, why are you putting me in this position? Like, why are you asking me about that?
Oh my gosh.
Ganon. And the same thing with like, whenever he asked me for kailangan ng paload, kailangan pag-grab, and I'll just ask. Kasi nga parang dumadalas na eh. Yeah. Parang, wait lang ah, hindi ito parating libre. Kung ako yung mag-offer, libre. Pero parang pag ikaw yung nag-ask sa akin for a favor, is it that bad to clarify?
Mm.
Is this a please cover for me? Or is this please pay for it for now and I'll pay you back later?
Pero the level of entitlement just really shot up too soon.
Super, super. Oh. And I mean, fine, I had a hand in that. Maybe that's what happens when you spoil someone, right?
Mm.
Pero for me, kung gusto kong kumambyo konti, like take a step back and just you're ask, right? Right? Yeah. Like we're equals here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun, parang dun ako naging nag-alarm bells na, wait, like, nagtatanong lang ako, pero ako yung sasabihan niya ng disrespectful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ako yung aakusahan niya ng ganon. So, I don't, it was so clear. It was so clear. Then, just didn't say it.
Yeah. So, after, okay, things are not going well, you know, your friends are probably also warning you about it.
Kunwari ka pa.
I shut my mouth and bit my tongue so hard in Boracay.
Congrats.
Oh, sobrang
kakamayan kita dyan, sis. Fairness to you.
Oh.
Parang mang ganyan. Nangangarat pa sa camera. Oh.
So pissed.
Okay.
So, when, ano yung naging next? Kasi, okay, obviously the red flags. And then, yung mga messages ba na nare-receive mo, did it ever stop at one point? Or was it just like a continuous thing until something happened that you're like, okay, this is an explosion, it's over?
It was on and off. Parang whenever I would post something or he would post something, I could already expect, like more or less, someone's going to message something.
Damn.
And
time. When did you start taking those messages seriously?
Only in August when we broke up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I shrugged it all off.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Kahit consistently, they would bug you.
Yeah.
Kasi nga eh, yun yung narrative ni Koya eh. Yeah. And I think you really sold to that narrative.
Yeah. Pero what made you finally break it off with him?
When the screenshots that were sent to me were using his actual phone number.
Okay.
So parang,
so hindi na to messages, basta na lang. May screenshots na.
I mean, to be honest, the other messages kasi also had screenshots.
Uh-huh.
But it was like a screenshot of his profile on a dating app.
Yeah.
But different name.
Uh-oh.
Or his picture.
Right.
Or a screen.
People steal naman yung photos.
Oh. The others would be like messages from a Facebook account with his picture, different name.
Uh-huh.
So there was always like a slight chance this is not true.
Mm.
Or this was in the past. Or parang we weren't official yet at that time. Mga ganon. Or, sorry, the other part pala was, it's a current message, fine, but there was nothing really incriminating other than he's really just bugging them. Yeah. Like, hi, how are you? What are you eating? What are you doing today? Mga ganon.
All because, and ang press release niyan is, I just really want to make friends.
Yeah, yun. I just want to make friends.
With women.
With women.
Single women.
Single women.
With boyfriends.
Sometimes. Single. And,
oh
ano,
my grabe! Wait lang!
This sabi guy. Pa niya sa akin, why? Even married people make friends. I'm not a stick.
Okay.
Sabi niya, I'm not a stick. That I
but
don't,
you would. You ain't a stick, but you would. A tick.
A tick. Yes.
PG.
PG, galing, galing.
Oh. Nangarat ka na naman.
So, wala eh. I really, nagkakaroon ako sa sarili.
I understand.
So it wasn't the, like, I got a message with his, with screenshots na it's a conversation with him and the girl. And he was literally telling her, "Now I want this to work between us. I really want to be with
na
you."
Naman.
Begging na naman. And parang you can tell na it's him kasi alam ko naman kung paano ka broken yung English na spelling.
Right.
Not shade, but yeah, maybe shade. alam, parang wala nang lusot. Siya yun eh.
Right.
Tapos yung, the thing is, this girl, he talked to her with his number, with a fake account.
Oh my God.
On Instagram. So parang three platforms may proof si Teh.
Yeah. Wala na.
Pati yung fake account, sorry, secondary account, I say fake kasi akala ko fake account pretending to be him, which he had like, ito mga red, ito po, additional red flags. Nung kinonfront ko siya about that, pumipiyok din ako. Yung kinonfront ko siya about that account, which was called James James, for everyone who's talking to a James James right now, he said, that's not his. That's his first explanation. Second explanation is like, oh, I don't use that account anymore. That's deactivated na.
Okay. Hindi na consistent.
And then the third one was, it's my friend who looks like me who's using that account to talk to other women.
That's so funny.
And pathetic.
Oh, pathetic. Like, dude.
Yeah, and I just remember there was a fourth explanation when this was all happening na. Kasi nag-pause yun eh, yung concern na yun about that account.
Yeah.
So nung nagkaroon na ng new attention ulit for that issue, fourth explanation was, what's the problem? I'm just making friends. Nung nahuli ko na siya, na siya talaga yung gumagamit.
Friendship biglang, ulit bigla.
Oo, biglang inauna niya na siya yun.
Correct. Pero friends lang naman.
Bakit ako daw nang mimigil sa kanya to make friends? What's wrong with that?
Oh my goodness.
Well, I think one of the...
He's trapped. But he will never admit what he's doing.
For narcissists, they just don't have the capacity at all.
Yeah.
That's why it's a disorder to ever admit to a mistake.
Yep.
It will always have an excuse. It will always have a victimized backstory.
Or deflection.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And, ano, defense.
Mm-mm.
Yun, iikot lang sila doon. Because they don't have the empathy to even acknowledge na... Oh, she's really going through, let's say, parang this is obviously a concern. This is obviously a need. Yeah. But since it's really turned off, kaya siya disorder eh.
Yeah.
And when we say they that this person is a narcissist, it's not something for, it's not a jargon that we throw na ano ba yan, narc. No, this guy
really has the disorder.
Oh, eh. Parang through and through, everything that he's done for this relationship is for his gain.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Super clear.
Ayoko na.
Cut! Cut! So, and then, dito na tayo, sa ending na tayo. How did you get to a place where, okay, I'm seeing the truth for what it is.
Yeah.
I'm seeing him for who he is. It's over. It's time to move on and take care of Lou.
I think when, yun nga, I confronted him about that girl, na obviously it's him talking to her, and he didn't even admit that there's something wrong with reaching out to a woman that way. whether, di pa nga niya alam kung i-admit niya na current or past conversation yun eh.
Oh my God.
Parang the way he was saying it pa, I don't even remember that conversation. Pero di dinedeny na like, it happened or he likes her.
Diyos ko.
So parang sabi ko, I remember saying na, okay, even if it was in the past, why are you reaching out to her now? And then sasabi niya sa akin na, what? She has a boyfriend. That's not...
Ang labo, no? Like, ang gulo mo, bro.
Anong connect? Like,
kamot ulo na lang.
So parang for me, having palusot to explain what's appropriate and inappropriate was just like, ano to? Ano tong... Anong kalokohan to? Parang... Yeah. I can't keep explaining why what he's doing is wrong when everyone else can see that he's wrong. I've pointed out that the women that he's talking to have been
uncomfortable.
Hindi pa rin niya makita. Parete pa rin friends. I just want to make friends. I just want to make friends. Na parang, no, I can't do this na. Like, I'm talking to... Hindi ko pa nga alam na narc siya nun eh.
Yeah.
I just thought he was stupid.
Yeah.
And insensitive. So, I had enough when the way that he called me out or addressed me is, why are you still there ranting?
Oh my God.
So, this whole confrontation, I'm ranting.
Bastos!
Sobrang bastos. Yeah. And so, imagine how...
Parang
in the middle of that conversation and breakup, I actually posted on my Instagram something cryptic, which was just, if you're wondering if I wanna know, I wanna know. Kasi parang I had a feeling na, oh my gosh, all these messages,
right.
Parang they, in the past, they knew when I would post about him. So they're following me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I wonder, how many ba talaga yung nakaabang
lang?
And when I posted that, more than 30 messages came in with screenshots.
Nikilabutan ako!
Diba? Parang one is enough, two is too much, 30 is pretty much a modus operandi.
Correct! Yeah. So he just keeps shooting his shot. And kung kanino man mag-land, nakakagat.
Yeah. Yun
na. Kaya ang dami. I think, siya yung type na alam niya na kailangan niyang mag-maintain ng wallet. Kailangan niya mag-maintain ng certain amount, whatever it may be. Kailangan niya i-cover yung mga expenses niya, whether for his visa or for his food or for his ano. Kaya it has to be... Lot. Parang ano siya, yung strategy source. Niya is,
Network,
don't put your eggs in one basket. Put it in 30.
Yeah.
Damn.
And you know what's alarming? Even to this day, I still get messages about him.
Oh, wow. Grabe. Okay, because context, you also went really online public about him.
Yeah.
To warn everyone. And kasi when... Hindi ko alam yung nangyayari. Nakita ko na lang yung story mo. And I'm like, okay, confirmed. Everything in my head. It's not... okay. Sent it all to everyone I know who knows them because I also, you know, we have common friends. And everyone was also messaging me na parang, girl, alala, we're all on loose IG. Ilang views ka nun sa stories
mo? Madami yan. Libo-libo yan.
Usually, yeah, his stories, well, let's be honest, mga like 50, 60 viewers. Uh-huh. A good day, 100 plus.
Right.
Pero that day, 2,000.
Oh!
And parang silip, parang I was like, anong nangyari? 2,000? Parang weird. Tapos nung chinek ko, magdami din lalaki na, yung mga, even high school friends I haven't talked to, I was like, wow.
Oh,
okay. Madami mga chismos, mga marites. And yun nga, I wanted to make use of like the follower account. Oh. A follower account. I mean, on my TikTok basically. Yeah. Parang, to be honest, when we were together, we amassed a lot of followers. So parang fine. Let me use TikTok as well to warn these women. Kasi, I forgot to mention, the girls... Usually, when they would send me a message, hi, I just want to reach out. I saw your videos on TikTok and I recognized the guy. Your boyfriend is messaging me on Snapchat, on Instagram, and he's not stopping, nagagalit kapag di ako nag-reply. Puro ganon. And it's always, more often than not, it's, I saw your video on TikTok.
You know what? I have so much respect for women who get out of their way to warn another girl.
Totoo.
Because I think that's what we're supposed to do here. Like, take care of each other and, you know, parang we have to protect each other because there are wolves like that.
Yeah.
Pero, yun nga, sometimes, you know, what gets the best of us is, jealous or, whatever.
Uh-oh.
Pero, yun lang, I just want to say na these girls, they're risking din kasi how you see them, eh.
Yeah.
But it's also a risk. And I'm talking about girls who are obviously honestly telling the truth. Some girls also, they do that shit naman. For, ano. But yeah, I have high regard for females who warned you as well.
Yeah. Actually, the thing is, he used that pa yung, kunwari, may mag-message sa akin, pero fake account, or troll, quote-unquote troll account. He would use that as a point against the girl. Parang, if they're telling the truth, why are they using a fake account?
Yeah.
Kaya tumagal. Kasi yun nga eh, na parang na-plant sa head ko na, oh lies. Ano, baka naman nagsiselos lang talaga. Wala lang. Ninira lang. Kasi may mga ganun din eh. But in this case, no. Like, it's just too many. Like, for me to even just ignore.
So when the whole messages came in and nakita mo na naglabasa na ng sa, ano, dirty laundry and all the worms exited that can. How did you now break up with him and how did you start healing?
The breakup was pretty much like confronting him about all the messages that I'm getting, and when he would not acknowledge that he was wrong and he still kept doing this whole narrative of like, I'm being unreasonable for thinking that he shouldn't make friends.
Yeah.
And he was even saying like, even married people make friends. Parang for me, okay, fine, we're done. Like, let's not even kid ourselves. This is like unacceptable. So like that was the main breakup. I made a mistake of like meeting up with him after that, to be honest. I gave myself a chance to break a pattern from my past, which was basically breaking up online. So I never had an opportunity. I haven't seen any ex since a breakup, forever. That was the first time.
Wow.
And I thought maybe I'll get closure. Nope. I got the Lulu. As in, it was so bad. I do not recommend.
What do you mean you got the Lulu?
He was the Lulu. As in, he met up with me
thinking you'll get back together.
Thinking we just had a fight.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and he's freaking the Lulu.
Yeah. As in, he was acting like we were together. He wanted to sit beside me. Oh. And the thing is, winarningan ako ng isang ex niya.
Nababalikan ka niyan.
So yung mga ex pala, by the way, props to the exes, they started messaging me with their real accounts.
Oh.
And they're like, we've been waiting for this moment.
Oh.
And they were like, I just want to tell you, he will reach out. Break down nila. Ganito yung gagawin yan. The moment you break up, ito yung steps na gagawin niya na.
True enough yun he talaga. Did. May playbook na siya eh.
Playbook na siya.
Uh-oh.
And that's, that is a sign, wala pa siyang backup.
Yeah, totoo.
And then once he gets another chick, bye.
Oo, hindi na yun magpaparamdam.
Grabe.
So when we met up, isipin mo, he wanted to beso me, he wanted to hold my hand, he wanted to be super malambing, and then we just had a fight. Like, we're not broken up, what are you talking about? Tapos nung tinanong ko, let me just ask you this, are you on dating apps? And he was like, you don't understand.
Oh.
I love you.
Yikes.
So you're on dating apps? Yeah. But I love you.
Yikes, and he's like, cornered na eh.
Oh. Checkmate. Tapos parang na eh. Ako, pero sinasabi mo, we just fought. We're still together. Pero you're on dating apps. Pero you love me. Like, it's not...
It's not adding up.
And like, parang... Ang gulo. You know, he even said, you know what's crazy about this is our whole relationship, everything we built was destroyed because of one message.
Kapal ng mukha!
And ako, I gave it the benefit of the doubt pa na he meant the message, like his messages to girls. Ha? Nope. He meant the message of the girl to me.
Oh my gosh.
Na sinumbong siya.
Hindi pa rin
siya.
Niya talaga inaano niya, yung sa kanya.
Oo. Na parang dahil naniwala ako you're sa babaeng yun, I'm so, it was so grabe easy for siya. Me to give up on the relationship.
That's crazy.
And then after that, yun, as in, I just cut it off. Tama na. This is just, there's nothing here. There's nothing here.
Yeah.
It's so stressful. Like, I don't want to deal. So, I just completely cut him off. I don't really block people, but for him, I needed to block him.
Oh, naman.
I also needed to make sure, like, the safety of my family and myself was secure. So, I made sure he couldn't see where... Parang di na ako nagla-live posting where I am. Kasi di ko alam kung gano'n siya crazy eh. Mm. Like...
Yeah.
Kasi when we met up, he wanted to see me for my birthday. And like, he wanted to plan something for
kasi
my
wala
birthday.
Wala pang kapalit eh. Wala pang replacement ATM.
Oo, na parang, okay, I need to make sure hindi na siya pwede pumasok sa village namin. Mm. I told my siblings like, do not, parang, block him.
Yeah.
Parang, even my friends, like, please block him because he might see me in your stories. Mm. And
yeah.
I just, you know,
safety first.
Yeah, safety first.
Okay. And then after that, how did the process of healing begin for you?
I started telling my friends what really happened.
Yeah, like, all the things you kept to yourself.
All the unfiltered versions of the setup.
So important.
The finances, the conversations. Like, inamin ko na.
Yeah, because for the longest time, I think a lot of us were receiving a very overly empathic POV from you.
Yeah.
There's always this defense, there's always this disclaimer, there's always this layer of, oh, but you have to understand, he's going through da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. But I think you, why did you have to say it as it is this time?
I think I just needed to... get myself into reality. Kasi nga, this whole narrative, I wasn't just saying it, I was living in it.
Yeah.
And I needed to give myself a chance to say those things, to speak them into existence in a way na, ito talaga siya. So I needed to rewire my brain.
Yeah.
And the only way I could think best how to do it was to tell my friends what really went down.
Yeah.
Kasi if I keep it in my thoughts, parang hindi ganun ka, hindi ko pa rin siya mag-grasp eh.
Yeah. And there's really something when you actually say and retell. Yeah. And that's also when you realize how really fucked up everything is. Yung parang, kinukwento mo siya, diba? Tapos parang, grabe ang lala na.
Kasi nagre-react ka rin real time sa sinasabi mo eh.
Yeah. I think that's what's happening right now with this podcast. Also, kaya parang, wow, like saying these things, it's like, oh, it really happened. I really went through that. And
you're free.
Yeah.
It's so liberating.
Yeah. The other thing that I did was I didn't go through our past messages. Ano pala? I also had to stop the new messages coming in.
Parang
umawat na ako. Kasi imagine na 1 week, frizzy, non-stop, parang one day pang, within the first hour or within the first 24 hours palang naka 30 messages na. Imagine like every single day after that, meron pa rin pumapasok. So,
parang, new ones?
Yeah, new ones.
Grabe.
Or like, same person and then additional stories, context. To the point na, some pa nga, wala na kinalaman sa akin, it's just past hurts.
Yeah.
Sa akin na naglalabas. And it was just not healthy for me.
Yeah.
So I really posted na lang din on Instagram na like, it's okay. I know I said I need to know. I'm okay. I'm good. There's too much information. I got it. I got the message. It's enough.
Messages.
Yeah.
So I really also needed to create a boundary of new information about him that wasn't going to help me in the healing process. Kasi there is more than enough hurt. More than enough evidence to close this, you know, case.
Yeah.
So yeah, I put that boundary as well.
Ganda, Lu. Thanks for sharing your story with us. So as we wrap up this episode, I just want to know,
what is your advice to girls who really parang same as you, very empathic, you know, and but they always find themselves at the losing end of a relationship, parang they're taking crumbs or parang they're compromising so much. What is your message to them na just to encourage them and maybe to avoid making the same mistakes in the future?
Take it away.
I think don't invest too early to the point that you feel like you can't let go.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about investment like financially. Yeah. Actually, yun nga yung pinakamadaling i-let go eh.
Oh. Actually.
Diba? Pero I think what happened with me is yun nga, Genoa. Dinagyan ko ng label agad. Yeah. I allowed him to have boyfriend benefits so early on to the point na ang dami nang nangyayaring mali, nakikita ko with my own eyes, but because I felt like I needed to make this work,
yeah,
I couldn't pull back. Second is, I think whatever is happening with your relationship as boyfriend, girlfriend, you should be able to tell your friends what's really happening.
Yeah.
Maybe not all your friends, maybe like a good best friend, one or two,
yeah,
or a mentor. Because the moment that you're hiding stuff from your people,
right,
it means there's something flawed.
Yeah.
And I advise you to choose wisely who you would share these things with. Kasi nga, syempre, hindi mo naman alam kung kunwari papakasalan mo yan or at some point, right? And you don't ever want to share these things with someone who's very negative and like man-hater. Alam mo, kasi it can go the extreme. It can go the extreme, right? But at least one or two people na you can just check in, like, is this okay?
Right.
Yeah. Like, is this pang self-reflect also? Just to check in, like, normal ba to? Is this normal behavior? Okay lang ba to? Okay lang ba ako?
Yeah.
How am I? How am I acting when I'm around this person?
Right.
So, yeah, I think you can start with that. And then everything else will be, ano nene, intuition and gut. Yeah.
I think the beauty of this is just to remind everyone, especially for us, no? I mean, again, I really like that analogy. Na girls start with 100, men start with 0. And when we're looking at the lens that's tainted with 100.
Wait, describe mo muna yon. Ano yung 100 and 0?
Yeah, in just terms for of context. Okay, so for context, Lucy, okay?
Yeah, so parang there's someone who mentioned that when men date, they start from 0, meaning they look at the women or whoever they're dating at like no expectations, then they get to know the person, then it increases, right?
Yung
the
points. Interest,
the points. But when women date, they start at 100, meaning before they even meet the person,
100.
Just the idea of that guy is 100.
Oh my gosh.
Then they get to know the person, then babawas lang ng babawas yung points.
Correct.
Pero like,
baseline mo,
100 siya. Kasi kaya mo lang naman siya imi-meet eh.
Yeah.
Kaya mo lang siya i-date kung 100 siya.
Pero ang problema, okay, and the reason why, Dana, you're talking about this, I feel, is because when you start at 100, hindi mo naman makikita lahat ng flaws eh.
Okay. Yun nga. Kaya nga, ang point ko is, ang conclusion ko, ang closing line ko ay, let time be a good factor in dating.
Yeah.
Lalo na, it's so easy to be too excited, to be texting nonstop, to be seeing each other all the time if you can, and using all your resources because meron naman.
Yeah.
You know, but at the end of the day, it's really, is this even beneficial?
Right.
How will this impact him as a man? How will this impact me as a woman with all of the efforts we're doing and with all of the resources I'm giving to? So I think time, eh. Yun lagi yung, like, parang I look back at my dating history and it's always that. Hindi ko na factor in yung time.
Oh, yeah. Hindi mo pinressure cooker mo kung baga, hindi mo siya sinlow cook.
Ay, gusto mo yung slow cook.
Gusto ko slow cook.
Malambot.
Masarap malambot yung slow cook.
Kalderetang malambot.
Next time yung kaldereta story.
Next time
yung kaldereta story.
Balikan natin yan.
I super get. And ako rin, same with you, like, my dating history, masyadong too fast, too soon. So now I really appreciate na relax ka lang. And I think minamadali ko because I'm so anxiously attached. I want labels. I want ngayon na. Parang if you like me, ngayon na. Parang huwag ka nang mag-inarte dyan. Sorry. Now, I want it now.
Amazon Prime. Amazon.
So, yun. So, really nice. Super insightful.
Thanks, Lou. I mean, that was a really crazy year for you. And Welcome back.
Yes. We're so happy you're back.
I'm so happy I'm out of that.
Yes.
We all are.
Again, I'm sorry to all my friends who met him. Na mga nahut-hutan in some way.
Oh
or
my
another.
Gosh, pati friends.
Yeah, like, getting
grabe to ah.
Nakakuha siya ng mga racket from my friends. Kasi sinabi ko sa friends ko na, my business he wants or whatever. To, yeah, parang, oh, he wants to work but he can't have work. So like, pinasok ko siya.
Oh, na parang, so yeah, we'll help him out, diba? Grabe. I mean, because it's only because it's Lou endorsing him.
Right. Ay, nako, Lou, you are so loved
such
by
a gem, this girl. So, ready ka na ba mag-date? Manawagan tayo sa match.
Tama na, bago pa lumala tayo. Okay, 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 okay.
Bye!